This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I recently received a message from a friend asking me of my opinion of an action alert she received from an animal welfare group. The email was from a group by the name of Farm Sanctuary, who acquire farm animals destined for slaughter and take care of them until their ostensibly natural death on the sanctuary. They also, according to their website, educate the public about the centrality of the vegan diet to compassionate living and advocate for animals through investigation, prosecution, legislation, and litigation. I know them well and have been influenced by their work, but it's fair to say that there's a little piece of Farm Sanctuary messaging in the Backyard Chicken broadcast. Their email was titled, "Prevent Backyard Chicken Mania," with backyard chickens in quotes, which I'm still trying to figure out the symbolism of. Are some people with chickens in their backyards not what they appear to be? I guess that's what they mean when they say that growing interest in local and sustainable food is a trend that is not without its pitfalls and opens a Pandora's box of unanticipated problems. They then go on to point out several facts about chickening, which I have discussed on this show in an effort to help chickeners anticipate them and choose available solutions according to their own ethical standards. Farm Sanctuary points out that some chicks come from factory-type operations, so the new chickener is supporting the industry they are trying to eschew. I might add, to the tune of a few dollars to an industry that would otherwise get hundreds of that chickener's dollars. They minimize the growing availability of chicks raised by small ethical chickeners nearby. They also point out that many chicks are sent to new chickeners through the mail. That bothers me too. I'm a little skeptical when very intelligent chickeners I know talk excitedly about how the first chicks they ever got in the mail, and then try to convince me it's not an unpleasant experience. I guess I'm on the fence about that one. But again, it's not nearly the only way to get started for most of us. And if it's something you do once to start a long life of chicken-respecting microagriculture, I'd say it's a small sin that prevents a series of bigger sins. Then they bring up the rooster issue. And this is a quandary for many chickeners. Many of us acquire chicks that grow into roosters, who then annoy the neighbors. And they're outright illegal in many places. There are more roosters born than folks want to raise. There are ways of getting sexed chickens. But this is not exact. And folks still wind up with roosters when they thought they were going to get all hens. I've done shows in defense of roosters, but I've also had to find new homes for my own roosters. I've been fortunate enough to find those good homes, but that is largely because of my extensive connections. Ultimately, most roosters in domesticated situations, just like their wild relatives, will have to die before their time. In the case of agriculture, most likely by human hands, preferably ethically. I believe that it doesn't have to be that way, but I must admit it will be some time before that changes. But what Farm Sanctuary seems to be saying is that since not all backyard chickening is entirely up to their standards of ethics, their membership has a moral imperative to do what they can to end all backyard chickening. The one thing that really bothered me was that, in an attempt to convince their members to use an anti-backyard chicken argument that would frighten non-vegetarians, is they repeated the complete and utter myth that where there are chickens, there are rats. No. Truly egregious coops with too many chickens and no cleaning schedule will be attractive to rats that already live nearby. But rats actually prefer dumpsters, fast food restaurants, condemned buildings, littered shorelines, and many other habitats. The only time rats and chickens are seen together is with the worst possible chickeners or inexperienced chickeners near the worst possible rat infestations. The rat claim made me think Farm Sanctuary is either ignorant or dishonest. None of the stuff they bring up is an inherent part of backyard chickening. I'm pretty sure with sufficient motivation, I could write an at least equally compelling argument that impose worldwide veganism is not without its pitfalls, using equivalent straw man arguments about soy production, making an equally ignorant assumption that all vegans eat mostly soy, or the displacement of habitat inherent in all agriculture. What really disappointed me is their advice to their membership to keep an eye out for movements in their municipalities to legalize in backyard chickens, and they advised on how to lobby against it. Not only is this just a little bit offensive to me as someone who considers it a human right to feed oneself rather than rely on factory farms, but as someone who has done political advocacy as both an occupation and an avocation, it's pretty bad strategy. They, no make that we, since I'm on their side up to a point, have barely made a dent in the dominance of truly, morally reprehensible factory farming. And already they're trying to mobilize their membership to put a stop to a significant improvement in animal welfare. Unless they have a credible strategy to legally impose global local food shed organic fair trade raw food veganism within the next 5 years, then preventing the backyard chicken movement will most likely cause more animal suffering than it prevents. Because all those foiled backyard chickeners will probably keep on getting their protein from eggs and meat from the local mega box food superstore supplied by mega global agribusiness. And I think they should be honest that what they really want is to convince us or force us all to go vegan. What might shock some of my listeners is that I can respect that point of view, or at least the convince part of the strategy. I was a vegan for several years and tried to get others to follow my lead through my outstanding cooking. In fact, I converted a few. Just this weekend, I had lunch with a vegetarian friend who has a high tolerance for spirited debate, and he was one of the few vegetarians I came right out and told I thought his food ethics were hopelessly flawed. It used to make me crazy that I could never get him to drop the cheese and milk chocolate. He was a little surprised to hear I'd retooled my own food ethics formula. My food ethics were strongly influenced by Peter Singer, author of Animal Liberation, who many consider the grand poobah of the contemporary animal rights movement, as well as the utilitarianist branch of philosophy, which, if I may risk oversimplifying, attempts to quantify the ethical value of actions or inactions. Personally, most of the vegetarians I've met generate nearly as much suffering through their consumption of factory cheese and eggs than the average omnivore. I would even say some of the more rigorous omnivores I know, hopefully that includes myself, score a lot higher on a practical ethics scale than those casual vegetarians. Even veganism is not without its ethical quandaries regarding land and water use, transportation, labor, and habitat displacement. But the thing is, experience has shown me that these kinds of conversations are not productive. Most people haven't developed the ability to apply practical ethics, and most don't want to learn. Furthermore, I don't think Farm Sanctuary is very good at practical ethics. What they're doing is using fear-based arguments and generalizations to stop other people from making informed decisions. I also have to wonder whether it's elitism or hypocrisy that would lead a farm to tell others not to farm. Do they think the rest of us are not smart enough to coexist ethically with animals? Or is it the fact that backyard chickeners are eating meat or eggs that makes us oppressors of animals? I wonder how they would answer the charge that they are exploiting animals by keeping injured factory-bred animals alive in order to use them as living illustrations of the evils of factory farming, trotting them out for photo opportunities for propaganda and fundraising letters. On the release forwarded to me, they sent a link to a statement from a coalition of animal welfare groups. That one is much more reasoned. It points out the pitfalls of backyard chickening, which for the most part I agree with, and take pains to point out on the broadcast in order to help others prevent unanticipated problems. The coalition statement allows for the possibility that backyard chickening might be a credible ethical choice for some under certain circumstances. While no ringing endorsement of the Bacaw agenda, I believe I can coexist with that. In fact, I kind of like that kind of talk being out there to keep us chickeners honest about what we're doing, and to push us to practice the highest standards possible. It's interesting that on Farm Sanctuary's website, they still refer to another letter they signed in coalition with others that expressed appreciation for Whole Foods Market's choice to set farm animal compassionate standards. Apparently, their membership was upset that they didn't take a hard line against any and all commodification of animals. 4 years later, they're now condemning a group that goes much further than any Whole Foods providers. It really isn't in my agenda to criticize others for promoting their ideals. And I suppose I'm at least as guilty as they are of trying to influence public policy to legally impose some of my beliefs on others. My goal today is to let my listeners know that this is how our movement is being negatively perceived by at least one animal rights group. At first, I considered ignoring it in the interest of focusing on the having a good time of my agenda, but the email seems to be getting some traction and I felt compelled to weigh in. Let me know what you think. Send an email to Bucky@RadioBoise.org. Thanks for playing. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.